Straight Up with Stassi.
Hi, everyone. I'm Stassi Schroeder.
She's the star of Bravo's Vanderpump Rules.
I'm here to talk about pop culture, reality TV, celeb gossip, relationships.
Stassi's podcast is a hilarious look at the world and everyone in it.
I want to give my opinion on everything.
And she's never one to hold back on any topic.
Because that's what I do best. Judge.
This is Straight Up with Stassi.
Dracarys, bitches. I just love watching everyone's faces when I say that. Like, it never fucking gets old because everyone's like, God, again? So cheesy. No, it's not. Welcome to Straight Up with Stassi. I'm here with Kristen Doty. Sup?
Holla.
Before we get into any of our fucking topics, let's just say congratulations on relaunching James May.
Thanks, boo. I thought you were going to say congratulations to you for, like, making it through your day being this tired.
Oh, yeah. I'll get to that in a little bit. That's really fucking exciting.
Thanks. Welcome to my lair of James May. It will be soon. The guest room of mine that I'm now turning into, like, just, it's just going to throw up James May all over the place.
Well, I love that because it'll be inspo, free to wake up every single day.
It's like a living, breathing mood board.
Yes. It's like Pinterest. You like it chat, like Pinterest chat it out, like exactly. Right into this room. I really like the fact that you guys are talking about adding vintage stuff to the website.
Yeah, that's coming maybe, if not tomorrow, I think that beginning of next week. We shot all the vintage stuff that we're going to put on the website as of right now.
Can you wait? Will you tell me? Okay. How does that work? Like, so you guys just go to vintage stores and then find what you like and then resell it? That's how?
Yes. Yeah,
I've always wondered how that works. When
some of it, we've like actually gone to like thrift stores and vintage stores and especially Megan, my partner, has like shopped around a lot. And also Megan actually has owned a lot of vintage pieces that she's just,
over,
that she's like either worn a couple times or she's just kept them aside and decided to sell them. So we're not like up pricing them immensely or anything like that. But
it's still a business.
Yeah,
like, doing it for free.
We have a band tee, like an original tour band tee that we're going to sell that she purchased for like $100. You know what I mean? So it's like we're not going to like be like, so it's $200, you know?
Totally.
But yeah, just like we thought it would be kind of cool because when we were doing the original for the first shoot that we ever did for the summer line, and we're shooting it with like all these cool pants and like skirts and showing people how to pair it with something other than jeans, a lot of people were writing to us either via email or social media and saying like, well, where can I get that skirt? Do you sell that skirt? Do you sell those shoes? Do you sell this?
Right.
And we're like, well, no, it's a t-shirt line.
Yeah.
So now we're going to be like, actually, yeah, you can buy it.
That is such a good idea. You could be the next tradesy.
You never know.
You could be the next The Real Real. Like all those websites that we go to buy like used designer stuff. Like this could be the start of like a multi-million dollar company. Like that's really exciting shit. And it's fun because you get to go digging around for fucking vintage stuff that you like and then sell it.
It's really, really fun. Like if I get just like a little stone or like I have a little buzz and I make my partner come pick me up. And
because I
have a difficult time in certain thrift stores, especially looking through t-shirts, which obviously everyone knows t-shirts are my favorite freaking thing in the entire world. If I could wear t-shirts and like underwear all day long and that's it, I'd be so happy.
Yeah.
But like sifting through a thrift store takes a certain level of patience and also a little bit of talent, but mostly patience. And I don't have a lot of that.
Mm-hmm.
Word. So you have to be, you know, you have to be really like inspired and excited to look for things that aren't for you necessarily, but something that you dig for other people.
Like what thrift stores? Goodwill?
Yeah, we've done Goodwill in a few different cities. I really want to venture out to like the Valley. So people that don't live in LA, we live, you know, West Hollywood-ish area. So if you go over the hill to the Valley, a lot of rich women live over there.
Yeah.
A lot of rich old women who want to get rid of their stuff to Goodwill.
Oh. Yeah, yeah, like maybe like a vintage Chanel jacket, just maybe some like cool old brooches.
A lot of cool shoes.
Really?
Yeah. We found a lot of cool shoes. The hard time with shoes are finding ones that are in decent enough condition.
Totally.
To to give to someone else. Jackets. We have a lot of really sick jackets and kimonos too.
I should go over to the Valley and look for stuff.
Yeah. But even in West Hollywood, I mean, there's a lot of like vintage stores. But
well,
even
like, I think of like Wasteland.
Yeah. And like Jet Rag and American Rag and like places like that. We found a lot of really cool coats and jackets.
Okay.
You just have to be willing to like take the time, be patient, and actually go through everything to check their quality and the sizing. You know, it's just, it's a shit show.
Yeah. But see, this is why what you're doing for your website is perfect for someone like me. I'm lazy as fuck, Kristen. So like, I don't feel like getting up and moving, and much less like being patient at a freaking thrift store. I need to be able to sit on my couch and look online and find it online.
Same.
I can't. So that's why this is so
online
good.
Online shopping is my fave.
It's
like when you and I went shopping the other day, we went to like two stores and then we were like, and to the bar we go.
Yeah. I'm like, all right.
I get over it.
Yeah. Zara, Sephora. No, I'm tired.
I don't like trying things on.
Fuck no.
You have to know your sizes and know your body well enough to know what fits you.
It's so annoying. And then Zara at least is like affordable. Like imagine like, you know, when we go to like Neiman Marcus and shit, I'm like, I can't go walk around here and look for an outfit. Like every dress is $1,000 and I'm not spending the time to like go and try all this shit on. Hail to the no.
Online shopping is where it's at.
It really fucking is. Well, I'm really proud of you for relaunching everything.
Thanks, boo.
And I especially can't wait for my Witch of WeHo shirt.
I'm picking them up tonight.
Witches of WeHo. Witches of WeHo.
Witches of WeHo. It's our month.
It is our month. Do you know what are you going to be for Halloween?
I don't know.
Are we doing anything for Halloween?
I don't know. I mean, I want to dress up, but I don't want to like really do anything.
This is the thing. Halloween is my favorite holiday, but like the actual day of Halloween is not fun.
No, it's really overwhelming. It feels like New Year's Eve.
It's just like it's too much. It's hard to get places. Like Ubers take like fucking 45 minutes.
And if you want to wear a cute outfit and not comfortable shoes, you don't want to walk.
No, so it's just like
one of us needs a house.
I know.
That's just that.
I know. Whoever the first one to buy a house in our group of friends is going to be in charge of just throwing house parties 24/7.
Mm-hmm. And they're assuming that responsibility. They should know that that's the way it's going
to
be.
Like, I know that if that somehow happened to me, like, I won the lottery and, like, I'm like, cool, I can fucking buy a house right now. It's my duty.
It is.
To start throwing house parties. My God. Then I would
Tom
become...
Tom and Ariana, we're talking to you.
Yes. I'm going to become more of a hermit than I even was before. I better never own a house.
Could you imagine having to wake up early and like tend to your garden and at least open the door to let the pups out in your backyard and, you know, talk to your mailman and get up early every day like adults do when you own a house?
Wait, hold on. Just because you're scaring me right now, first of all. Just because you own a house, it doesn't mean you have to wake up early. What the fuck kind of rule is that? Did you just make that up?
But how much fun would that be if you owned your own house? You could wake up and open all your windows and cook breakfast in your own kitchen,
I don't know how to cook. And I woke up at 7 in the morning today because I had a doctor's appointment and my whole day has been off. I feel like I can't form sentences. I'm exhausted. I took 2 Excedrins. Do you know how much caffeine is in Excedrin?
And right now you're drinking a DDP.
Yes, like, and nothing will help me. I just feel like my brain is shot to shit all because I had to wake up early. So, no.
Maybe you'll go to bed early tonight. Not really.
No.
No.
Probably not.
You're going to be stuck on your binge-worthy TV.
Yeah, I know. Yes, I'm going to be watching 90 fucking Day Fiancé because I have a giant obsession. And let me just say, I'm so glad that everyone is now getting on the same fucking page. Okay?
That we're all on board.
That you guys are all into 90 Day Fiancé
now. The only reason I chose to try to be on board...
Because you didn't want to feel FOMO.
I thought that at first... And that's what Carter thinks. But really, I'm like, if you guys are all the people that I care about, who I share so many like hobbies with and interests with, are that obsessed with one thing that I am so unaware of, I should at least try it.
Yeah.
Because I feel like, yes. I mean, so it's FOMO. Like-minded
people.
Not like I'm missing out on like the hangouts, but I'm missing out on something that I'm probably really going to enjoy.
Well, I thought, yeah. When I said FOMO, I mean like you're missing out on what we're talking about in our group chats.
Yeah. Like, the whole, I really want to get on board to try Housewives of New York still. It's such just like a thing I have to do alone. And I don't have a lot of alone time with TV because I don't have a lot of time for TV. It's like I have short periods of time. I don't have binge worthy periods of time, but I had really bad cramps the last 2 days and did a lot of work from home. And therefore I was like, you know what? If I'm going to binge something, it's going to be 90 day.
Don't you have a TV in your room?
I sure do.
So you have two TVs. You have no excuse.
The one that's in this guest room normally is in the living room with the other one.
Okay.
Because we do football Sundays.
So what do you mean you don't have time to binge TV?
Because I have shit to do.
So do I. And I find time.
Yeah, but you don't like doing anything after like 6 o'clock and you just stay at home and watch TV.
Yeah. God, I'm such a sucky person. I really am. Okay. I'll say this. Real Housewives of New York, we're starting to get into New York traveling season where you and I, we always are traveling back and forth to New York. That's a 6-hour flight. So why don't you reserve the flights to start Real Housewives of New York? And that then it's like you're getting idea. In the spirit. So it's binge time. You can drink your wine on the plane.
That's a wonderful idea because I'm alone, and no one is here to bother me and I can just focus.
You don't have to take the dogs out. You don't have to be interrupted. You'll love it.
Okay.
So that's what you're going to do with that.
Okay.
Now, 90 day.
I'll take on that dare and that responsibility.
Thank you. You're going to thank me, won't you? Like, just the same way.
But I have to start from season one.
I mean, you don't have to, but that's what I think is more fun.
Jared, our makeup artist, also said I should start from season one, just so I understand.
Yeah, like, you know, the nuances of, like, different friendships and, like, why, like, say, like, two people get in a fight, like, you'd be like, why is that a big deal? I'm like, because you don't understand what happened 3 seasons ago.
So in comparison to that, before we get into 90 Day.
Yeah.
If people let's say your sister said, so my friend wants to watch Vanderpump Rules. Do you think they should start from season one or just who cares?
I say start
like
from
obviously
season
not
one.
One of your friends, but just like if a friend of a friend of a friend
season
was like,
one.
Okay,
because I think everyone has character arcs.
A lot.
Like everyone does.
That's why I'm trying to like compare it to that. Like, is it important in that way? Although it's a very different show.
It's a very
Housewives
different
of New York, and important that the people that are on season one are still on this season currently.
I think it's more important to watch Vanderpump Rules from season one because it's still the same cast.
Right. But there are people from Housewives that are still on it that were on season one.
Totally.
I'm mostly like interested in Bethany's story.
Well, Bethany's, I love. I love Bethany.
I just know that her story started one way and her life has completely changed.
Dude,
so that's why I'm like really
curious. She started off like selling fucking like muffins, like vegan muffins, like at a grocery store. I had like barely any money. And now she is the most successful
of all time.
Yeah.
Like Bravo person of all time.
Yes. So like it's the most inspiring thing to watch, really.
So then I'll start thinking about my multi-million dollar.
Yes. Like
real,
let
real
it just
company.
Be. Yes. Just like let it be your inspiration. Like put it out into the universe as you start from season one.
Sounds good.
So 90 Day Fiancé. I haven't spoken a lot about 90 Day Fiancé on my podcast yet because I didn't know if like everyone watched it, but the more I've been posting about it, the more people are like, you watch this too. Holy shit. Then I'm like, okay, it's time to start talking about it. And you know, what's really funny is that they were a sponsor on my podcast a couple months ago.
No, they were not.
Before I became obsessed. And now
shut
I'm like,
up.
I had like seen a couple like 90 Day Fiancés and I loved it, but like I never like committed. And then I fucking committed and it's all I can think about. I stalk all of the different people. They all have just like 1,000 followers. It's like not, it's literally like stalking.
Are they active on social media?
Yes. It's fascinating. And so I feel like I need to start talking about it a little more because I am 90% sure.
Pun intended.
Oh my God. That was unintentional. See, my brain is fucking fried that I didn't even register that I made a joke that like by accident. Oh my God. Okay. I'm more clever than I thought.
So you're 90% sure.
90% sure that Darcy Silva is going to be on my podcast next week.
She's the one?
Yes.
Okay. You told me that there was like a possibility of a person, but I was not invested at that point. So I wouldn't have known the name if you had told me, but now I do.
So from 90 days before the 90 days, seasons one and two, her and the fucking satanic Jesse Meester, that couple, I am going.
Satanic?
Jesse Meester is like,
okay, so I haven't finished.
Terrible. You don't need to finish it to figure that out. Like the first episode, I'm like, you scare me.
Really?
He's, yeah. Like, do you remember when, like, okay, when
I just don't get it. I mean, like, I get why she thinks he's super hot, and he always think. Okay, so
I'm gonna ask her all these questions.
Yeah, I want to backtrack before I say this. So, what I'm always like concerned with my own opinions are that when they're from a different country that I don't know, like their customs or the way people are, and like, you know what I mean? So it's like, maybe in the Netherlands, like if you're Dutch, you're just, he said like we're more straightforward, or like the way his parents are, but like his mom was amazing. Mm-hmm. His stepdad,
see, you watched enough to know
my D.
Yeah, he was really mean.
He was so rude. Like, it's so fine rude to be straightforward, but like you're self-aware enough as a grown-ass adult to know that you were vindictive and hurtful, and you were saying something really shitty. So he can suck it, and his hair sucks. His hair sucked. I don't care.
Right.
But like, I just don't get them. So with Jesse and Darcy, God, I don't want to like get too wrapped up in this, but I am, because she's a lot.
No, she's ask her about this too,
with being so obsessed with her looks. But like, you know what? We all go through that. But she just, it was, there's like one episode where she literally wore every like nice accessory she's like ever owned in her whole life, like in one moment. And I'm like, is that who you are, or was that to like try to impress him? That's what I wonder.
Right.
And if that's who she is, then like, rock it, own it, girl. Like, do you? And if that's not what he likes, then bye. But if that was just to like,
you
make
don't,
a point, you it don't, like annoyed me.
The fact that that's like what you like grabbed onto out of like this like this show, like that isn't like what fascinated.
It could be a bad edit, but all she did was complain about her fucking shoes the entire time, and all she was wearing were the most uncomfortable sky high Louboutins.
Those So-Kate Christian Louboutins. You know the So-Kate?
Yes, I do.
The highest one.
Literally.
I own one pair
like
of those.
6-inch heels. And I can 6-inch with nothing underneath.
Yes.
I couldn't. Literally, the ball of your foot is basically walking on concrete.
I only wear them for photo shoots. Remember, you were with me when I got the sky blue ones. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I just love this color so much that I have to get them.
And she's walking around the cobblestone streets.
The airport.
I can't. Yeah, at the airport. She had on like skinny jeans with a leather jacket, a tight leather. She looked hot, but you just flew 10 hours in that outfit? I hope she didn't, and she ran in the bathroom and changed.
I think she did. I think she went into the bathroom and changed. I mean, that's really uncomfortable.
Will you ask her that?
Yes, I have.
She went into the bathroom and changed, like,
Kristen,
right,
I have
when she got
all
to the
of
airport,
these questions.
And then she changed into comfy clothes. And then when she got off the plane, she ran into the bathroom again and changed into a cute outfit.
I have all of these questions.
Okay.
And trust me. And like, I'm wondering the same exact thing. Like, because I can't even walk around my own apartment in the So-Kate Christian Louboutins.
Yeah, no.
Much less the airport or Amsterdam. Hell and no. I was just in Amsterdam. That place is a really hard place to walk. I wore sneakers pretty much the whole entire time.
Yeah, I've never been there. I've only been to Copenhagen, but it reminded me of Copenhagen. Like the way the roads are, they're very uneven, and the cobblestone, and it was very
totally
similar. Or like Meatpacking District in New York.
same type of yes.
Like, I do not wear high heels in the Meatpacking District if I'm walking more than like a half a block.
Exactly. Okay. But so you don't think that Jesse is like a controlling terrorist?
I mean, that's as far as I am with that. I got as far as to where they're like FaceTiming her daughters and stuff. It's just weird because I don't know what, I don't know. I just don't, I believe him that he's like, she's like the most beautiful woman I've ever met. Like, I love older women. Like, this is the epitome of what I like. So, because at first I'm like, what is in it for you? But like, why are you? So, yes, she's gorgeous and she's super funny and she's charming and charismatic and all of that. But in your interview bites, Jesse is complaining about her being this way and that way and this way and that way. So it's like, if you're complaining about her personality but saying she's super hot,
yeah,
what is in it for you? So I don't mean it in the way the asshole stepdad meant it. But if you are bitching about her, but you just think she's super hot, then why would you lead her on to think that this is something well, that my, would be my... as much as what she wants. And also, does she really want to marry him, or she's like, he's a super hot boy toy? Good for her.
That is another question that I want to ask her. Like, well, I want to ask everyone on 90 Day Fiancé before the 90 days.
Yes,
how can you say,
because they've never met.
Yes. How can you say you're sure this is the love of your life before you've even met? Like,
and also, as far as from what I understand, all of the couples that I've seen so far on the show, none of them have, it's not like they've been online talking for like 2 years.
No, it's been like a couple
months, 5 months.
Yes. Sometimes it's been like a few weeks, and it's like, yeah. What has happened? What? Yeah. That's why the show is so freaking amazing. Like, it's just so good.
I don't know. It also just makes me, the one thing that like drove me nuts about it in comparison to the normal 90 day, which I'm obsessed with.
Okay.
Also is that this show is an established television show.
Okay. Are you going to go to where I think
and
you're
like,
going?
Are they doing
depressed.
It for TV?
Like The Bachelor?
Yeah,
like,
not
is this,
in that way.
Is this a way to get
fit
posts?
Defy wear posts?
That's what I mean.
No.
Like, is this,
they're not doing this for social media, but like, well, or maybe they're doing because they can't afford. Is this being paid for by production?
I think we asked somebody. I think Bo asked somebody that, and I think they
it
get
feels
paid.
Like
they get paid like the amount that it takes to buy the visa or something. It's something small, like $1,000 or something.
Because what's so different about this show compared to the other show, the normal 90 days, with this one, everyone from the United States, they're all traveling to another country. Especially homeboy that traveled to the freaking Amazon River.
To be with Carini. And they
and
can't
they don't
even
speak the same language.
They can't speak. They have to like show each other the phone. I mean, how great is this?
I can't.
And
you know who I love out of that whole story?
Prison.
I love her dad. Her dad is my favorite.
Oh, you'll see more of him.
Okay.
Great. Yeah, because they're in season two. But he was arrested for arson.
What?
Did you not get there yet?
No.
He reveals his past.
His past he revealed was that he married a girl who was pregnant. That's as far as I am.
He married a girl. He was married before?
Yes,
I don't remember
He married a girl who was pregnant, and then found out that a baby wasn't his.
Okay. That's ringing a bell. So he has not revealed yet that
not
he was in
no.
jail for 14 months.
Oh, no. So he has two secrets.
He kept lit his own house on fire.
He looks like someone who would have lit his own house on
and
fire.
And then I researched more, and like his ex-girlfriend has come out and like given the accounts of like what happened to her and what he did to her and all these. Like, there's so much that I couldn't even tell you. There's so much shit on him that like it's insane.
Well, he's weird.
He's
weird from what I see on TV.
He's
okay. I don't want to
totally fucking
him,
weird,
but he's weird.
No, me and Beau look at his Instagram all the time. He posts the weirdest shit,
and there's
He'll
no way you're
ratings.
In love with a girl who is a beautiful, wonderful person, I'm sure, Carini, who lives in the middle of the Amazon forest, like off the Amazon River, and you can't speak the same language.
You can't be in love with someone that you can't communicate with. Like, that's it's impossible.
No.
Like, how? I don't understand. That, again, folks, like, if you
it's
guys
called desperation.
Are, well, yes. When you're arrested and go to jail for arson, I mean, there it's slim pickings. You know what I mean? You got to go to the Amazon to find someone who's willing
She'll
to date
know.
You. He ends up having to tell her. So it's like, God. It's a...
But through the translator? He tells her through the translator.
Yes, through the translator. It's so good.
Like, you didn't even try to, like, take a Portuguese basic bitch class.
Exactly. Like, you couldn't
like how could it's,
learn...
It's not like it's, like, this weird tribal language that no one knows. It's Portuguese. It's fairly common in many, many, many countries all across the world.
Yeah, I know. It's so
and you
awesome.
Didn't even take a basic bitch class so you could learn to say hello to her parent. Like, I learned to speak the minimal amount of Russian in about a week when I dated a Russian guy because his dad
You're also
didn't really
psycho.
Speak Russian. But, you know, it's like you put in a little effort. You're going to marry
totally.
Her.
Totally. Yes.
Oh, God. I can't stand him, too. When he got... Sorry, I don't want to, like, keep going, but I'm going to...
I'm
like,
never going to have...
Vomiting.
I'm never going to have Paul.
When
like,
he got
I'm never going to meet Paul. I'm never going to...
No,
I'm
Paul
not
is his name. That's right.
Yes,
when he
I'm
got down on one knee
that.
And was, like, trying to ask her dad for her hand in marriage, sort of, and he did the motion where it looks like his index finger.
Okay, so I'm going to correct you right now. That, I think, is a thing. I've seen multiple people do that on this show. So I think that must mean...
On the index finger, where it looks like you're saying put the D in the V.
Yes, but I've seen more than one person do that in the other country. So I think that might be a thing that, like, it means something else in another country. Another country.
I really need to know this. We're gonna have
to find because
this out.
I had the same thought, and then I saw it happen again.
I'm like, you
and
literally
again.
Look like you're getting down on one knee and saying, "May I screw?
May
your
I
daughter?
Bang your daughter?"
Yeah,
yeah, totally. Oh my God, this is so good. And okay. Ricky, who meets Melissa, and then Melissa doesn't talk.
I don't know if I know who that is.
Oh, I think this is season two. Oh my God.
You can say it. I mean, I have time.
No, because you know, if my listeners haven't seen it yet, I want them to be surprised.
Because it's not on Hulu yet.
No, I bought it. I bought them on iTunes.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah, that is how obsessed I am. But I am having Darcy on my podcast. I need you to finish season one and season two. Yeah. I have so many questions.
So she's on season two also?
Yeah, because her and Jesse make for the best TV ever.
Okay, so you can't tell. Okay, because I was about to ask, are they together? What ended up happening? But then don't tell me. Can you just tell me?
The finale didn't air yet. I would imagine that they're not together based on what it's looking like.
Does he come to the U.S.?
Yeah, a lot. My theory is that... And I'm not going to ask her this because I don't want to get her in trouble with her network.
Yeah.
But my theory is that production just keeps paying for him to come to the U.S. because it's such good television.
Probably.
Like, their fights are so explosive. It's just, it's like Vanderpump Rules on crack.
Okay, now I'm excited.
It's so good.
Because thus far, it's been a little lackluster. Like, I fast forward through certain couples and other ones I'm like really curious about. Like, Courtney and... guy from Spain. Like, I was like curious because they dragged it out so long just to see if the homeboy was even going to show. And then he shows and he's just like,
do you want to come to my beauty pageant?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
She's like, no, I want to take a fucking shower, you asshole.
And then the size of his apartment is literally the size of my bathroom. Like,
I didn't get that far yet.
Oh, you did, because you've already listed a bunch of things that like.
I didn't see her go. I haven't seen anything more with them.
Did you see the beauty pageant?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so maybe they start their story later on in the season.
They bounce around so much with different people, and then they add new people in on like episode six. And I'm like, whoa, what about the guy in episode one? What is happening?
Yeah.
They really know how to reel you in.
God, we're like, I feel like the Vanderpump Rules group of friends is just like, we should be paid, each of us, for how much... we talk about 90 Day Fiancé. Like, we have to be turning like so many people onto this show. Like,
yeah.
And I will thank, I have to give credit where credit's due. I have to thank Brittany and Jax for being like,
I'm so shocked that Jax loves this show.
Are you
so
kidding
much?
Me? He's been blocked by Jesse.
Really?
He goes and he trolls everyone.
Oh, that's
he literally trolls everyone.
Oh, Jason.
And gets blocked. And so now I follow like the 90 Day Fiancé accounts, and I'll like comment. They'll be like, comment if like you've been blocked by a cast member and tell me why. And I'll just go and be like, Mr. Jax Taylor got blocked by Jesse. Mr. Jax just
got blocked by everybody.
It's fucking hysterical.
So have you watched the real 90 Day Fiancé?
Yeah.
There's a lot of seasons. Of
yes.
That. And what, okay, so I will say what I really liked about the first couple of seasons, I'm only on three, is that they keep the season short. And now, I mean, I want it to end. But I see why they're expanding it, because it's obviously the ratings are high and so they expand the season. But then I look and it's like season three, season four, it's like 13, 14 episodes. And I'm like, oh.
No.
Are there more couples per season now?
Yeah.
I like when it's like four couples follow their journey.
No, because what happens if that couple becomes boring? It's just like, ugh, you guys.
Season one was the best.
The only reason I remember now watching it is because the other day you were showing me photos of who's on it. I was like, oh my God, I totally watched this. But Muhammad and Danielle are number one, no matter what. They will always be, you guys, if you're listening, well, you are listening, because if you're hearing this, you're listening to me right now. Just turn this off and go watch Muhammad and Danielle and their story. And you're welcome. And then tune back
in. So you're team Danielle.
I'm not team either. Okay. I'm team they both suck ass.
So I was telling you, but this earlier, but Ariana and I are the only ones that are behind as far as our whole group.
Right.
And so Ariana texted me a couple days ago and asked me if I would just make sure I really started on it soon because she was already done with season one.
Okay.
And she wanted to have someone to talk to about the earlier seasons before she got caught up.
Right.
So I jumped on it. I'm still a little bit behind Ariana, but immediately when season two came on, I'm like, I remember this. I watched it a couple years ago and I texted Ariana about it. So I was like, I think I'm going to bounce back up to the before the 90 days, which you told us both to do.
Yes. Did she do it?
And yeah. And okay. I don't know where she's at right now, but Ariana texted me that she's like, I think I'm the only person on the face of this earth that is Team Muhammad.
What the? Okay.
But I see her point of view.
No, this is so Ariana.
But her point of view get her on the phone right now. Is she's desperate and she's manipulative. And
well, Danielle is desperate, yes.
And manipulative, though. It's like she...
Okay, so is Muhammad.
But they know that the rule is, right? When they move here, which I didn't know that this was a law, that when they move here with the K-1 visa, they are not allowed to work for, I think... 3 months or 6 months. I can't remember what it is.
Oh, yeah, that's like a theme. And
it's for a long time, but that's like a rule about the visa, I guess. I have not Googled it, but that is what the show always states.
Yeah.
So that really sucks. Even if the person wanted to work, they are not allowed to make... It's basically to ensure that they're not coming here to like make a bunch of money.
Yes.
And bounce. And she was like, what's the first thing Danielle basically did? Get fired from her fucking job. When she already doesn't have enough money and wherewithal to be like taking care of her family. And as she brings this guy over, knowing he can't work and he's like bored as fuck. And like, no, I mean, was he ever in love with her? No. Bullshit.
Okay.
I think that his favorite thing about filming that entire season was when he got to go play American football with a bunch of teenagers in a field.
Okay, but he goes on more seasons. Like,
oh my God,
he does 90 Day Fiancé, Happily Ever After, Like, so, like, they keep their story going. Like, he...
So they both did it for TV.
They both... Well, I think, obviously, Danielle is obsessed with him. Yeah. Like, I think, you know what I mean? But, like, they both equally suck, honestly, now that I think about it.
That's true. I think that's how I feel. I think they both equally suck.
And... Yeah, that. But
not
I'm
for TV, but in real life.
But in no way could I ever say I'm Team Muhammad because he is a fucking beast of a human being. I'm sorry, the shit that he does to manipulate Danielle right back. I guess if you want me to say Danielle manipulated him first is bad. And when you watch like the Happily Ever After, the follow up on it, it's like. Whoa. I legitimately want to get Ariana on the phone, like on speaker and be like, explain yourself. You know what? Pause. Let's take a break right here. One of my great passions in life is shopping online. I'm lazy. I really don't feel like getting in my car or an Uber and like going to the stores. Like sometimes I will, but like honestly, like there's nothing more fun than being on my couch with my dogs, some TV on in the background with some wine and just like scrolling through my iPad trying to find deals. Deals are the freaking best. So it's like you're just like finding things in the comfort of your own home. I mean, thank God I live in 2018. So let me tell you about Zulily, because this is a website that's offering extreme, like per like extreme sales, because they do things a little bit differently. All right. So every day at 6 a.m. Pacific, Zulily announces deals on all new items from boutique brands to big labels. Like they have like KitchenAid, they have Spanx. Like you can find things for, you know, your wardrobe. You can find home decor, things for your kids. Every day there are new things that are announced at 6 a.m. Pacific, and it's all up to 70% off. And the reason why they're able to do such like high good deals like 70% off is because they don't keep a bunch of this stuff like in a warehouse and then like just sell it from there. What they do is that you order it from them, you purchase what you want, and then Zulily places one big order from that company, receives the items, and then mails them to you. So that is how the prices are able to be so low. I had always wondered that. I'm like, well, like, how are they getting away with like everything being so affordable? And then when I found that out, I was like, ew, makes sense. So if you're looking for a present for somebody or just like, you know, Christmas is coming up, there's always birthdays and all of that shit. I really highly recommend going to Zulily.com. Over 6.5 million people are members that shop on Zulily.com. And this month only, my listeners get an extra 20% off your first order at Zulily.com/Stassi. So that is Zulily.com/Stassi, Stassi. And my listeners are going to get 20% off. If you're already like getting something 70% off, and like you add the 20% to it, that's like getting stuff for free. Zulily.com, y'all. For real Z's. Okay, we're gonna call Ariana right now. Let's see.
Hello?
Ariana.
Yes, hi.
Hey girl, hey.
It's Kristen and Stassi.
Okay, is everyone okay? Because you called me on the phone.
Because I knew you would answer. Yeah. Stassi texted you.
You didn't answer my text. And so Kristen's like, we'll just call. I'll just call her. She'll answer. I'm like, who the fuck just cold calls someone? Absolutely not.
So no one's dead, right?
No one is dead. Yes.
Okay, cool.
I have a question.
But this is really important.
It is really important. I have a question for you. We're talking about 90 Day Fiancé.
Oh, my God.
And basically, we brought up Danielle and Muhammad, and
oh my god,
and the best couple in the history of 90 Day Fiancé.
And holy hell, yeah.
Kristen said that your team Muhammad. Explain.
I'm probably the only person on that team.
That is so you. You're such a fucking contrarian. Explain why.
Okay. Well, he sucks, obviously.
Well, yeah.
But when I was watching it and I was like, this lady is so emotionally manipulative and so, like, blind and desperate that, like, and also, I'm sorry, but when you have no money and he can't work because he can't get a visa yet and all this other stuff, you go and get fired from your job. Like, I'm sorry, but that really made me angry. Like, I was like, I need to take a break from this show right now. And the fact that she just got fired, I wanted to shake her so bad, because I'm like, you're so, like, nice, but you also, I feel like she will kind of is always smiling when she's talking.
Yes.
That
Ariana, can I tell you, I feel like you're talking about like, me, like, 5 years ago.
That's happening in your life, and you're, like, smiling about it. I just wanted to, like, shake her so bad. And that's as shitty and fucking horrible as Muhammad is. I'm like, lady, like, get it together.
Ariana.
The passion with which you just said all that is so fucking impressive.
You did this to me.
She really did do this to us. She really did. Wait, dude, it sounds like you're talking about me like 5 years ago.
Okay, Ariana, have you though watched 90 Day Fiancé Happily Ever After with Muhammad?
No, okay. I haven't seen any of that. I just switched over to Before the 90 Days because you guys told me I should do that.
Yes, good work,
so
good
now
work.
I'm on season 2, I yes. think, of Before the 90 Days.
Yes.
Is that the one where the guy, really creepy guy, wears puts a mosquito net on top of the bed in Brazil?
No, that's season 1 still.
Oh, maybe I am season 1.
Season
1
is
okay.
Really, really long because I'm still on it too.
It is really long.
I fast forward through some people. Okay,
oh,
good. We're on.
No,
okay, we're still on the same page because they're all way ahead of us.
Okay, I was trying to get Tom into it, and he literally had to like hide under the covers because he was like, you don't understand. This is like if someone had a spider phobia, like making them lay down with spiders. He was like, I cannot watch this show.
God, I'm dying. This is fantastic. Oh my God. This is so good. We'll sway him. All I have to say is keep up with the Before the 90 Days. It's fucking phenomenal. Okay. And then once you're done with Before the 90 Days, seasons 1 and 2, go back okay. and watch Muhammad and Danielle on 90 Days Happily Ever After? But I like how they put a question mark at the end of it.
Okay. I feel like I'm just so team neither of them.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's truthfully, like, I mean, that's where we're all at. But, like...
Yeah, I think, like, that's maybe more accurate than to say that I'm, like, Team Muhammad.
No, you're just like team producer. Because, like,
as a woman, I just want her to just get it together. That it's like driving me insane.
Fucking love this. Ariana, thank you for fucking answering the phone. That
you
was.
You are welcome, and don't ever scare me again.
Okay. All right, bye. Oh my God.
You know what my favorite part of that is that she was concerned for my well-being.
She was concerned. That is actually.
She was like, maybe Kristen's
maybe
not
something
okay.
happened to her. I should answer the phone. Yeah. Oh, my God. See, everyone, it's a disease. We can't get rid of it. It's like, I'm passing it on.
It's contagious.
It is contagious. Like, we need to be quarantined before it takes over the whole entire world. Like, I don't know, like, what's it called? The antidote?
Yes.
That's the antidote. What is the antidote for having this 90-day fiancé disease? We have issues. Like, as I'm looking at you and like looking at the other things I wanted to talk about on my podcast, all I can think about is being on my couch watching 90 Day Fiancé. I hate myself.
Well, you've done a really good job because we're all pretty hooked. I'm just glad she hasn't, like, you know, lost her zest for life and jumped ahead really far. It means she's still out doing things with her life.
Totally. That's true. Yeah, I'm
you're like, I'm not.
I'm regressing. So I need to get my shit together. All right, fine. That'll be enough then. I don't have to talk about 90 Day Fiancé anymore, but just get excited for my interview with Darcy when that happens.
I am excited for your interview with
Darcy. I cannot fucking wait. Like, I am so fucking excited. We're always in the market for hangover cures. Okay. Well, at least I feel like I am. My friends are, my boyfriend is, and my listeners are. So whenever I discover something, I have to share it with you guys. And that is why I have been talking about Liquid IV lately. Now, let me explain, because every time my boyfriend sees a box come in that looks like it's the Liquid IVs, he's like, is it? Is it? Legitimately, it's his obsession. He literally will put this packet of electrolyte goodness in his water before he goes to sleep. And when he wakes up, he does it again and he's never hungover. But besides the fact that Liquid IV is an electrolyte drink mix, okay, it's not just for us degenerate hangover people, okay? I'm talking about kids when they're working out that sounds weird when you say like kids working out. But no, when you're taking your kid to soccer practice and things like that, or if you are working out, or if you're traveling, or you're dehydrated for any reason, this electrolyte mix, Liquid IV, is basically like drinking 2 to 3 bottles of water when you use it. Okay, so what it does is it delivers hydration to the bloodstream faster and more efficiently than just plain water. And it contains 5 essential vitamins, including more vitamin C than an orange and as much potassium as a banana. So this shit is just helping you through sicknesses, through hangovers, through workouts, through travel, through just, I don't know, maybe if you're just dehydrated for no reason. It is the absolute best. I love Liquid IV. Bo is freaking obsessed, like legit obsessed with Liquid IV. And right now, my listeners get 20% off at liquid-iv.com when you use my code STASI at checkout. So that is liquid-iv.com. Don't forget the dash, liquid-iv.com. Enter my promo code STASI, STASSI at the end, and you get 20% off anything when you order on Liquid IV's website. I'm telling you, like it's basically just, it's going along with like my whole like theme of just trying to be healthy. And also hangovers really suck. And now that I'm 30, my hangovers, like, I get them more easily. So it's like really freaking me out. So when I use this, it helps like you have no idea. And they're in cute little packets. So like you can just take them with you everywhere. Just like throw them in your purse, whatever, travel. Anyway, liquid-iv.com. Use my code STASI and you get 20% off, y'all. All right. On to... Oh, you forgot also. I didn't like... Remember you said you didn't like that Carter called it catfish? And
oh,
I wanted to
yeah,
tell this
because,
story.
Okay, yes. So I was... So if we, drink every time you hear the word 90 Day Fiancé, the term 90
Day Fiancé. I know. But people are probably turning off this podcast like, I hate you.
Okay,
I hate
so the
you.
Last
I've
thing
never
about
seen
it,
show.
Because... Okay, so... Carter's like, wait, why are you going to watch this show? Because all the girls are watching it and you just want to be included. And I'm like, I want to know why not only all my friends are watching it, but all of the boys are watching it.
Yeah, fucking Bo loves it as much as I do.
Carter, don't you want to know that? Because Carter was against The Bachelor and Carter loves The Bachelor, yeah, especially BIP. So he was like, okay, fine. He's like, fine, I'll watch it. And so he's like, why don't you go last night? He said, why don't you go finish season 2 of 90 Day, the normal one. And then we'll start the before together.
Right.
And so we did. And he was like into it for a couple of episodes. And then he kept being like, this is so stupid, Kristen. It's like Catfish. And I'm like, dude, it's not like Catfish. I know it seems that way because these people have never met in real life.
Yeah.
And it's an online dating thing. But this show is called 90 Day Fiancé Before the 90 Days. So
it's
therefore
not called Catfish.
Right. So therefore I was never sitting there like on the edge of my seat being
wondering
like,
if it was
or is it gonna be all fake people? Like I never wondered that.
Right.
And he literally said it for like 2 full episodes to the point that I was like, if you say Catfish one more time. And I ended up turning it off in the living room and going in the bedroom and watching it all by myself.
Well, let's talk
because I don't like Catfish.
Yes, let's talk about that because I don't think the world knows what happened to you.
I don't like I don't like Catfish.
No, but
the TV show, I do not like it. No. I do not watch it. I took it off my DVR.
Let's tell the truth. Because
why I don't like it anymore.
So Catfish was Kristen's favorite show. It was her obsession. It was what she wanted because Kristen is so good at detective work. Okay. Kristen can find anything out. So she's like, this is my fucking jam for years and years and years.
Like, this is my calling. I think it's like so cool because I can do all these things too, but they have like the money, the wherewithal and like the apps to do it better than I can.
Right. And so you've always said that you wanted to work on Catfish or be on a ride along.
When they started doing ride alongs with people, I was like, yes. Oh my God, that would be so much fun.
Right. So you have been very vocal about that because called manifesting.
Yeah. I tweet Neve and I tweeted Max before and tweeted at Catfish. I definitely started my own hashtag Kristen for Catfish, but you know what?
Wait, I didn't know that. That's money.
Hell yeah, I did. And you know what? All my wonderful followers on Twitter had my back and had that shit trending real hard. So love you guys because they know that I'm right because I've taught them so many things.
Right.
That okay. You, Neve, did not.
Yes. Shame on you, Neve. And this took a dark turn a few months ago.
It did.
Do you want to?
It's hard to talk about.
Okay.
But I'll try.
Just do your best.
So Max Joseph, the wonderful co-host of Catfish, decided that he was not going to be doing the show anymore. And the reason they were doing ride-alongs, I think for a couple seasons, I'm not sure how long it was because Max was doing like directorial debut for like a film. And he was just working in film and he wanted to do more than just this TV show.
Right.
Which is awesome. So that's why they were doing the ride-alongs, was to have like a co-host every week. And then he quit the show to move on to like bigger and better and different things. And so it was, I mean, like everyone that I think I know, my team, my friends, the people that follow me, I love you all contacted me and they were like, Kristen, he's looking for a co-host. And I'm like, okay, I have my own successful television show, Neve, so I'm not trying to be your damn co-host. But
if
I thought it'd be really fun to like do it like one time.
Yes.
Like just like bring me on. You don't have a co-host yet.
Well, honestly, you could do 2 shows at once. It's not like that would.
No.
It's
not really.
Like Cat. Well, yeah.
Nor
it's not
was
like
I
Catfish,
even wanting to do that.
But
I didn't start that show.
It still
could
have been cool.
But just like let me be like a part of this little empire that I'm so passionate about.
Yes.
That I love to like promote and like tell everyone to watch.
Yeah. You promote the shit out of
it. Yeah, I do. And I'm sorry. It's on fucking MTV. No one watches MTV anymore.
Word.
Anyway, so then I get Google alerts on myself, not ashamed. And I get
Don't
one
we all?
Where Neve and his wife are on a red carpet for, I don't remember what, MTV something or other. And the like whoever's speaking to him on the carpet is like, you know, we hear that you're looking for people and what do you think about, because, okay, so I obviously was vocal about it. And also Chrissy Teigen was vocal about that she loves Catfish and responded on my behalf and said Kristen would be great, but also that she just loves the show and that she might be like a cool idea for it. And you can Google this piece of shit interview that Neve did where he was super freaking cocky and basically said that he needs a restraining order against me because I love the show too much. And it was just
a complete asshole about it.
Where I'm like, honey.
Like, it hurts my feelings. Like it's secondhand hurting my feelings.
Suck a dick. That's what I have to say. And so, yes, I unfollowed him and I unfollowed Catfish and I unfollowed everything. And I don't watch the show anymore because that's just so beyond rude for someone that commends what you've done with an independent film that he shot about something that he experienced in his life. And he turned it into this amazing television empire that I don't even think is fucking believable anymore, but I still like to watch it.
Yeah.
And he badmouthed me because he thinks he's too fucking cool for school. Right. And even if he wants to ever, he probably won't even acknowledge any of this, but if he ever wanted to say he was like joking, it's still fucking rude.
I totally agree.
So
shame on fucking Neve.
Yep.
No one watch Catfish anymore because that shit's fake now anyway. And yep. That is so, that really is so, like, that makes me really sad. No, like, it breaks my heart because, like, that you've talked about this show for so long. It would be like if one of the Game of Thrones creators said, I need to get a restraining order from Stassi. I would be like,
yeah,
what? Like, it would really, like,
I just really love the fucking show.
Yeah, like,
show.
And I talk about Game of Thrones all the time. So it's like, what do you mean?
Like, yeah, like, what do you want? Do you want people to never speak about your show or talk about it or be excited about it?
It would really, really hurt me.
And Yeah, it did. It actually, you know what? It hurt my feelings.
Yes.
And then it pissed me off. So I'm going through the stages. I was never in denial, but like, I was hurt.
Yeah, you are going through the stages of grief.
And now I'm angry.
Yeah.
I am an angry elf,
I'm gonna get
over my anger, but I truly am. Well, because he's like not worth it.
I'll be angry on your behalf. That's like my.
And then in turn, when they asked about Chrissy Teigen, he was like, "Oh, I know. It'd be so great to have Chrissy on, but she's like way too busy for me and all this stuff." I'm like, "I agree. Chrissy Teigen's way cooler than me, but you don't have to treat me like I'm like fucking dirty gum on the bottom of your shoe."
Yeah, that is so fucking annoying. You and Chrissy Teigen can tweet about the same thing for the same amount of times, and you deserve a restraining order, and then he praises her for it. That's so not fair. That is like, it really fucking bothers me.
Yeah.
And you know what I just realized? Chrissy Teigen watches a lot of TV also. So don't look at me like I'm a fucking loser.
All right. That's fair.
She watches maybe more TV than I do.
She also has two kids.
But she also has a lot of, like, she does a lot of work shit too.
She does have a lot.
How does she have time to like actually watch? I really want to know, like, when is she fitting in all these shows? Because she watches like every show.
She has like two cookbooks. She has so many
children.
She has lip sync battle,
photo shoots, red carpets, events. John Legend.
Makeup line with Becca. Like, oh my God.
Yeah, I'm like, when are you watching TV?
Good for her.
Okay,
fine. You're allowed to watch TV.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You put that into perspective.
Sorry that I'm just like not at the nice guy every night. Fuck my life. Yeah. We're too old for that.
Yeah, we are.
Well, it'll never happen.
No.
So I'm really glad I got to tell your side of the story with Nev.
Nev.
Just going to call him Nev. He's not worth me actually saying his name correctly.
That's fair.
So Nev can suck a dick.
Yeah.
Nev can suck a dick.
Yep.
I want to finish on a little bit of celeb gossip that doesn't mean to be like super gossipy because I fucking love this person. Well, I mean, I was going to talk about two people, but I think I'll just go with Selena Gomez. Selena Gomez hospitalized for anxiety and depression.
That's sad.
Really fucking sad.
It really fucking sucks.
No, it's like...
I mean, if this, obviously we're reading what we're reading, but if it's true and then she chose to do that because she was just like at her wit's end, like good for her for taking care of herself.
I'm like,
but that's really, it's really sad.
I've already felt bad for her. Just like even when Hailey and Justin Bieber got, I just said her name without her last name. Hailey Baldwin and Justin Bieber, when they got engaged, I already was like, he was just with Selena like a few months ago. Like they were going to church. They were at family events together and stuff like that. Like what? Like that must like really be hard.
That has to be so hard.
And then they get married and like this, all of this is in her face. And then she's like, well, fuck, I am depressed and I have anxiety. And I know that if I check myself into a hospital, everyone is going to say it's because of Justin Bieber and Hailey Baldwin. So that's embarrassing as fuck for her.
Yeah, of course.
It's a lose-lose situation.
But she chose to take care of herself and deal with the fact that people were going to talk shit, which is really commendable, because it what's so unfortunate is that she could never do that without people knowing.
I know. Like, that is
That's really sad.
That sucks.
She can't just go somewhere to have her, to take care of herself without the whole world knowing about it. So we commend you.
I feel so, I really I love Selena Gomez so much. And like, yeah, the
she's
last
she's stunning.
Time,
she's talented. She's so cute. So she's kind. Rad. She's been through hell and back, been to hell and back with her kidney. And like, oh my God, just like, could you even imagine?
But remember when she went, she had already been hospitalized for anxiety and depression. Yes. And then came back and was like, gave a speech. Remember, she was like in a red dress. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh my God, that's the most eloquent speech of like ever. I've ever heard. Like, this woman is fucking phenomenal. And the fact that she's going back, I'm like, oh my God. Like,
I mean, do you think it's because of what everyone's saying? Like, oh, it's because of Justin and Haley Baldwin, blah, blah, blah.
Well, I think that anxiety and depression aren't things that you can like control. It's not just like a little emotions because something's right. going wrong in your life. Like, that is like,
I agree.
It's brain chemistry and like the way, if you're prone to that, you're prone to that.
Yeah.
You know, but like, it doesn't
because
help.
Because her act. No, that's no, like, yeah. It was like the fucking icing on the cake. The
yes.
shitty, crappy icing on top of the crappier cake.
Yes. And so like that, I mean,
it's not like she has like a, you know, a career that's extremely demanding. Yeah, she does. Like, she has a lot on her fucking plate. And then that and the tabloids and social media and like, none of that helps. And
well, it's just, we get like 1% of what she does. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I can't handle it a lot of the times.
Yeah.
And so I literally, like, when I was reading about this, I was like, oh my fucking God. Like, this breaks my heart. Like, I could not imagine being like famous on the level that Selena Gomez is, and like having to like, I would never leave my apartment. Y'all think I don't leave my apartment now?
Oh yeah.
I couldn't function.
Yeah.
Like, I don't.
And no one knows how she feels about this. Like, no one, none of, we don't
I'm
know.
Just surmising.
No one, meaning not no one, but we don't know, you know, what her feelings are. But just in general, it has to be difficult that you were with someone who's now married to someone, whatever, on a personal level. But then, yeah, the bottom line is having it just blown up and thrown in your face. And then,
everywhere you look, you can't get on an app without mm-hmm. seeing it. I can't scroll through Instagram, yeah. can't go on Daily Mail, can't get on Twitter without seeing something about freaking Haley Baldwin and Justin Bieber.
Yeah.
Or like seeing something, you know, like, it's just everywhere. How do you ever move on? Like, how do you ever take a break?
And then if she were to help, like, healthily move on from that, it would be like, oh, here's her rebound, oh, here's this, here's that,
totally,
like, yeah,
how really, do you have a fucking normal
it's
life really,
it sucks, it's sad, and I think everyone needs to just give her a damn break and stop commenting on her social media.
I mean, we're
and tweeting
doing
her.
It like I'm being am I like being just as bad as
no I mean we're talking about it in a way I think I guess I was taking because we you and I were just talking about like mental health awareness and mental health and how debilitating it can be and
yes
that things add to it, so I don't we're not trolling anything
well, no,
by
no,
any means
we're not trolling her, but yeah, I think it's a discussion to be fucking had. And just like I was saying that I saw a quote from Emma Stone today and I sent this to Beau. So like Emma Stone said, she's talking about her anxiety because she's now been like really vocal about her anxiety. Have you read about that?
A little bit, yeah. I didn't read the quote you're talking about, though.
It said, so her quote is, in terms of talking about her anxiety, it speaks to me in my ear and tells me all these things that aren't true. And every time I listen to it, it grows bigger. If I listen to it enough, it crushes me. But if I turn my head and keep doing what I'm doing, let it speak to me, but don't give it the credit it needs, then it shrinks down and fades away. And I was like, mind blown. This is legitimately how I feel 24/7.
She just spoke.
She literally
from
just,
my own brain,
yes,
and my
like,
own heart, and my own like every nerve, every like nerve ending.
Yes.
Every nerve ending in my body.
Yeah.
I was kind of saying stuff like this to you the other day when we had,
yes.
You know, when we were hanging out, that I was like, am I like making things up in my head sometimes?
Yeah.
Like you have these ideas of things that are going on behind your back or people are saying or people are thinking.
Or you perceive
or whatever.
Things to be a different,
yes.
Something that they're
and,
not.
And
yeah.
If you give it a little bit of life, a little bit of life becomes your whole world.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden everything is about that one little
and you're
thought.
And then you think of everything else to build your case around it.
Mm-hmm.
Like I've tried to explain to Beau like what happens to me when I get I hate to, like, people throw around the word anxiety so easily and so much that it's like, okay, sure, you have anxiety. We all getting, every single human being has anxiety at certain.
We all get anxious.
Everyone does. But, like, I've tried to explain, like, how it feels when I hit that point where I'm like, I can't control myself. And it's, mm-hmm. and, like, what Emma Stone said is exactly.
You're right.
Your whole, if you listen to it, then everything else becomes about that. It's like you're building your case to prove that, like, what you're anxious about is actually happening.
Absolutely. That, yes. What? She's brilliant. Thank you for speaking our voice.
Why can't we be as eloquent as Emma Stone?
Because we word vomit a lot and we don't take our time.
I know.
Sometimes we're very eloquent when we take our time.
But see, I guess that's what makes us good at reality TV. We're not that eloquent.
That's so true.
Like, if we were like Emma Stone and Selena Gomez, it would be the most boring show ever.
Yes.
So.
Well, this is our place in life. Yep. So, to appreciate people like them.
Yes.
And to be people like us.
Pretty much. We're doomed.
Doomed.
Doomed. Okay. Well, those were the things that I wanted to talk about.
Yeah. But I think that's a super positive note to leave it on. So everyone listen to that quote. If you have any sort of anxiety, I think it's like, Mental Health Awareness Day was yesterday.
Yeah. I kept seeing hashtags for, I think that I was did yesterday. Too. Yeah.
I mean, I feel like it's every day. Not, and I don't mean that in a shitty
way.
Well,
it should be.
Meaning I think it should be every day. Be aware of how you're feeling. And this isn't like, I'm not a therapist, but I just think the quote that you just read was like so important for anyone feeling, whether you are diagnosed with anxiety or you just feel anxious. Even if you just feel anxious, it's still important.
Yes.
To just.
Yes.
Just like fucking take a breath, you know?
Yes.
Go Emma Stone.
Yeah, go Emma Stone and Selena Gomez for inspiring us. Okay, word. Everyone go follow Kristen at Kristen Doty.
Yeah.
And
James
go to James May.
At JamesMAE.co.
There's a hyphen in the website, though.
Not anymore.
Oh, okay.
We've changed it.
Okay, cool.
To become cohesive all across the board, it is just jamesmae.co. And then on Instagram, at jamesmae.co.
Let's all wear our Witches of WeHo shirt together.
Yeah.
Bye, Khaleesi's.